Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tiamanini. I am coming to you on my own today, but depending on when you're hearing this, I very well might either be in the air on my way to New York or actually already boots on the ground in Manhattan. So I will run through my schedule of shows in New York City at the end of this episode. So if you want to hear everything that I'm going to see, although there are still a few things up in the air, I will have that for you at the end of the episode. Also, though, depending on when you are listening to this, if you're listening to this into the regular feed, over on our Patreon, I already have an episode up with director, co-creator, and co-book writer Will Nunziata and Kaylee Capaldi. They work together on the original cast album for Figaro, a new musical. It is available now to stream. It was great to talk with both of them about how they approached this project and other things that they are working on. Kaylee had been a member of the company of Titanic for about 9 months, and she is now actually out in Utah getting ready to play Elsa in the regional premiere of Frozen. She's going to do that for about 5 months at the Tuacon Theater, which is this huge outdoor amphitheater in Utah. So great conversations. It'll be in both Patreon and our regular feed by the end of today, so you can check those out. All right, let's get into the news. And first and foremost, let's start with a little bit of legislative news. A new bill called the STAGE Act, the Supporting Theater and the Arts to Galvanize the Economy Act, was introduced in Congress by three senators, all Democrats, Peter Welch of Vermont, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island. Companion legislation was also introduced in the House by Representative Suzanne Bonamici from Oregon. This bill is aimed to support nonprofit theater companies in the United States that are still in many cases dealing with the impacts of COVID-19. The STAGE Act would provide $1 billion annually to support the industry through grants available to theaters to help cover rent and payroll, along with other costs. The legislation would also create avenues to study how best to ensure sustainability in U.S. theaters going forward. Personally, I think that it should be part of every federal budget that there is money invested in the arts. Of course, theater being something that I'm specifically interested in, but in arts in general, that is how most civilized countries do it. But this was originally announced back in September with Lin-Manuel Miranda and Felicia Rashad on hand to be a part of it. We, of course, have seen a number of bills and similar laws go into effect over the past few years that were more aimed at helping the commercial arts and stages, whether those are theatrical stages specifically or concert venues and things like that. Hopefully this is something that legislators from both sides of the aisles can get behind, because of course, while certain people might not like some of the things that happen in theater and on stages, there's no doubt that the arts have a huge economic impact for everywhere across the country, not just in New York City, but they are significant drivers of local businesses in just about every major city in the country and in many small cities as well. They were able to pass the Save Our Stages Act, which provided $16 billion to live performing arts in the past. So let's hope that they can do this as well. All right, let's stick with the money here and let's talk about last week's Broadway grosses. Overall, a very, very good week for Broadway. We had another five shows begin performances last week. That brought up the grosses to $39,445,823. That is the highest it has been outside of the first weeks of the year at the beginning of the new year, which are always incredibly high. But this is the highest gross that it's been since the COVID-19 pandemic, and actually since the beginning of 2020 as well. The first couple weeks of 2020 and 2023 were higher, but other than that, this is as high as the grosses have been. In total, there were 305,211 people on Broadway. That's a 12% increase in ticket buyers. And actually, believe it or not, the average ticket price went down by 5%, about a little over $7 to $129.24. Overall, the highest grosser on Broadway was The Lion King at $2,632,624. It was followed by Wicked at $2.4 million, Hamilton at $2.05 million, Aladdin, which actually did 9 performances last week, at $1.87 million, and then MJ at $1.69 million. The rest of the shows north of $1 million in descending order are Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, which we'll get back to, Moulin Rouge, Sweeney Todd, 7 performances, Back to the Future, The Wiz, which we will also get back to, Merrily We Roll Along, Juliet, The Great Gatsby on just 7 performances, Spamalot in its final week on Broadway, Chicago, An Enemy of the People, Water for Elephants, The Book of Mormon, 6, Hell's Kitchen, and Tommy, and Hadestown was just about $13,000 behind, which is very, very exciting. Now, 3 shows that I want to highlight in here that are still in previews did not do either 7 or 8 performances. There are some other shows that are still in previews that did 7 or 8 performances. I'm going to leave those there. But Cabaret, as I mentioned, did very, very well in its first 6 performances. It did $1,529,836, extrapolated to an 8-show week. That comes in at $2.04 million. The Wiz was at 1.3, again for 6 performances, done over a full week. That is 1.74. And then even Uncle Vanya, which did not eclipse $1 million in its 5 shows last week. It did $662,221. If that was a full 8-show week, that would get north of $1 million at 1.06. So very exciting that all of these shows seem to be hitting the ground running. Of course, we always know that the first week doesn't necessarily represent what a show is going to be able to do over the subsequent weeks and months of its run. But it is nice to know that a lot of these shows are doing well out of the gates. Some of the best musical contenders are not faring nearly as well as you would hope. Limpika, in 7 performances last week, did only $357,757. Suffs did 7 performances as well. It came in at $520,392. The Outsiders is the best of this handful here, with 7 performances at $732,073. The Notebook, a little bit of a ways up there, they actually did a full 8-show week at $874,981. Stereophonic did begin performances last week as well. It just did 4 shows, and it is over at the Golden, which only seats just over 800 people, so keep in mind. That came in at $203,744. Mary Jane at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater did 6 performances, so that was $348,744. Overall, on Broadway, of the 37 performances, 29 of them eclipsed more than 90% capacity, and 10 of them actually were at 100% or more, with An Enemy of the People leading the way at 102.58%. All right, let's get into some show and casting news here. Yesterday, it was announced that a new production of the 2006 stage musical The Lord of the Rings is coming to the U.S. This is a new production that originated at the Watermill Theater last summer, and it is going to be coming to the Chicago Shakespeare Theater from July 19th through September 1st. My brother is already looking at tickets, being the huge Tolkien fan that he is. It is an immersive staging of the show, and it is set on Bilbo Baggins' 11th birthday when Bilbo gives Frodo a golden ring, and then it follows everything that happens from there. So for all of you Hobbit and Lord of the Rings fans, maybe this is another show in Chicago that might be worth making the trek up to the Windy City this summer for. Speaking of taking trips outside of New York to see theater, yesterday the national tour of Wicked announced that they will welcome some new cast members starting on May 7th when the show is in Hartford, Connecticut. Joining the company will be Lauren Samuels as Elphaba, Austin Danielle Bomer as Glinda, Blake Hammond, who is always hilarious, as the Wizard, Amy Garcia as Madame Morrible, she was fantastic as Jack's mom in Into the Woods, Erica Ito as Nessa Rose, Kingsley Leggs, who is always fantastic to see, as Dr. Dillamond, Xavier McKinnon as Fiero, Alex Vinny as Bach, and Carly Augenstein as the Elphaba standby. This is another really solid cast with some familiar Broadway names, and I hope that this is one that cycles into Broadway after their turn on the road wraps up, because those are some very fun people that I would like to see in the show. Sticking with national tours, yesterday we found out that the recent Manhattan Theater Club Broadway production of Jia Jia's African Hair Braiding will go on a multi-city tour beginning this fall. We already know that the tour will kick off at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. on September 6th. It'll then head out west to Berkeley Rep in November and then hit the aforementioned Chicago Shakespeare Theater on January 14th. Casting is still to be announced, and I'm not sure if there is potentially other dates coming or not, but 3 dates in 3 major cities that we know of now. Now let's turn our attention to theater and theater tangential things happening on screens. I feel like we've heard this before, but I couldn't confirm that. So maybe it was just a rumor that somebody told me. But yesterday it was reported exclusively by Deadline that the upcoming Kiss of the Spider-Woman film that is starring Jennifer Lopez has found its Valentine and Melina. Playing Valentine will be erstwhile Cassian Andor from the Star Wars cinematic universe, Diego Luna. And playing Melina will be Tonatia. They, of course, as I mentioned, joined Jennifer Lopez. The film is an adaptation of the Candor and Ebb musical with a book written by Terrence McNally. The film will have a script by Oscar winner Bill Condon. And there are some very famous names that are producing, including Tom Curtehy, who is a major theater name, but also Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's Artists Equity, which is their production company, and Ben Affleck, obviously the husband of Jennifer Lopez. And I believe they're already in production, so hopefully we should be getting some details as to when we can expect this to be released in fairly near future. All right, we got some additional casting for the upcoming fourth season of Only Murders in the Building. We already knew that Molly Shannon, Eva Longoria, Eugene Levy, Zach Galifianakis are joining the company. Meryl Streep is returning as well. But we got some other folks, many of them with theatrical connections, joining the cast for this season, including Richard Kind, Daphne Rubin Vega, and Jin Ha. So these are all going to be recurring roles for them, along with Catherine Cohen. But all these people are fantastic, so even more excited about that than I already was. All right, so let's get into my trip. I will be flying in today, depending on when you're listening to this, Wednesday, April 10th, and I'll be flying out on the very first flight on Thursday, April 18th. So I have a full 8 days of shows. So I'm going to kick that off today at the matinee of Hadestown. Yes, I've already seen it, but with John Briones and his daughter now on the show, I wanted to check that out. Then tonight, I'll head up to Lincoln Center to see the off-Broadway production of Corruption. On Thursday, I'll be checking out Water for Elephants. Then on Friday, I will be seeing The Notebook again. I'm interested to see what changes have happened since I saw it early in previews. Then on Saturday, it's a three-show day for me. I will start off with the matinee of Limpica. Then I'm going to see five off-Broadway. And then I'm going to finish it up with Suffs in the evening. Then on Sunday, I will be seeing The Wiz on Broadway and then Sign of the Times off-Broadway. Then on Monday, a two-show day, I'm going to slip in a production of Six because I can before I head out to the Hammerstein Ballroom to see Miscast. Then on Tuesday, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I'm going to see the Who's Tommy. That is not confirmed as of yet. And then on Wednesday, a two-show day, of course, seeing An Enemy of the People and The Outsiders. So I'm very excited about all these shows. So many great new things happening on Broadway and off Broadway, but especially with this Broadway season. I will be going back to New York at the end of April, actually on the 29th, and staying through the 4th. During that time, I'm going to see Cabaret, Heart of Rock and Roll, Mother Play, The Great Gatsby, Illinois, Mary Jane, Patriots, and Uncle Vanya, and hoping, fingers crossed, that I can get in to see Stereophonic on Broadway, having seen it off-Broadway as well. So those are my plans to see as many of the shows coming to Broadway this season as humanly possible. So if you want to hear all about my thoughts about these shows, make sure that you subscribe to Patreon at the mezzanine tier and above at patreon.com/Broadway Radio or broadwayradio.com/Patreon. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWW Matt. Have a wonderful hump day, and I will be back to talk to you tomorrow.